Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sherry Veronica of Naked Departure Radio, and we see in Barbados Roger Smith, formerly a BFP political candidate, is being held by the fraudulent fraud squad in Barbados for questioning in connection with the disappearance of more than $1.5 million from Sagicor. He was taken into custody yesterday. That would have been August 27th, 2018. Now, that's trending in Barbados news, and we are hearing that Barbados is being held to accountability, because we all know that no one in the political arena, no judges, no attorneys, you know, they're just certain people within certain clubs and certain titles that do not see Dodds, which is the prison in Barbados. The prison in Barbados seems to be relegated mostly to black, poor people or people who have been framed. You see, in Barbados, you can lend someone money, and when it comes time for them to pay you back, they can run into the police department, tell a huge lie, and you can find yourself at Dodds. It's a criminal institution. Barbados is a criminal institution from the top down, from the head to the toe. So with this man, Roger Smith, being in police custody, we are assuming that the IMF, a body, the International Bank, there's a presence. Their presence is in Barbados, and they are holding Barbadians who had power to be there. They have to be held accountable, because they're going to the IMF for money. And no one, when you really think about it, no one in their right mind would invest in Barbados. No one. It's natural. It's like breathing to be a thief. Taxpayers pay teachers to have the children of Barbados educated, and those children return to rob them. It's an unending tragedy. An opera of monumental proportions of tragedies that you invest in come back to rob you. The same people that you invest in so that they can do better run to the police to get you imprisoned. It's a funny thing, but there is an energy in Barbados that lends to it being extremely corrupt. Now, they're talking about this $1.5 million or more that's missing from Sagicor, and we cannot help but remember the $2.5 million in drug money that's missing from the drug squad. Where is that money? Where did it go? High officials within the police department have retired recently. Is that what they use to retire early on? Where is the drug money? And was that the only set of drug money that went missing? These are things that the IMF, these are things that I'm hearing that the FBI, Scotland Yard, these are things that agencies who happen to be in Barbados doing some sort of business with Barbadians, they want to know. They want to know what happens to monies that go missing? Why aren't there no white collar criminals in the prison? Why? Why is it only relegated to dark skinned people? So these are things that are on the tip of the tongue of anyone who is watching what is going on in Barbados. Why aren't people who were in power and who did corrupt things while they were in power, aren't they being held accountable? That's what the international body or bodies want to know. They want to see. They want to understand that people who are in power in Barbados, when they go afoul of the law, that they go to prison. Because without that happening, why would they invest in Barbados? Why? Is it throwing your money in the sea? So this is a short blog, and this is just about Roger Smith. I have other things to talk about, but I'll do a separate blog for that. So Roger Smith, he worked at Sagicor. There's missing million, 1.5 or maybe more gone from Sagicor. You know, wherever it is, that, you know, you can. There's always a trail. They just try to find it. But the photo is a black man, black male, and he was an B as in boy, SBLP candidate. I think he was trying to become a politician, which would be the best place for someone like that to be, you know, into politics. So, but he's not. I don't think he made it. Well, I know he didn't make it. But now he's in police custody, and we will see what becomes of this. Okay? Roger Smith of Sagicor in police custody regarding $1.5 million missing from Sagicor. I guess that's it. This is Sherry Veronica, Naked Departure Radio.